For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. After 8 years, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear leaves office next week. In this interview, I spoke with the two-term Democrat about his accomplishments, regrets, and future plans. The country was in a recession when you took office in 2008. Are you pleased with how you're leaving Kentucky's economy?
I'm very excited about where we are from an economic standpoint in Kentucky. As you mentioned, when I came into office, the Great Recession had just hit us full in the face, and everybody, all our families and state government were suffering. But we worked through it, and today, look how far we've come. You know, we got up to about 11% unemployment rate during the recession. We're now at 4.9%. That's lower than the national average, and it's lower than most states.
As you leave office, tax revenue is expected to grow in the coming years, and the state is expected to have a budget surplus at the end of this fiscal year. But your successor has said that the state is in a, quote, financial crisis, considering the $500 million in additional expenses over the next two fiscal years in areas like pensions and Medicaid. How would you respond?
The incoming administration is going to start off with a better financial picture than I've had for 8 years. And they ought to be excited about that because the economy is booming, revenues are coming in, and they're going to have a lot more revenue to deal with and to work through in terms of things they want to do for Kentucky. You know, there are always more demands for money than there is money. I can guarantee them there will be more requests than there will be revenue available. But that's what leadership is all about. You know, you have to make tough choices. You have to decide what your priorities are, and you have to move the money around to where you think it will do the most good. But they're in good shape, and they're in a lot better shape than I ever was.
The state has seen a lot of changes in health care due to the Affordable Care Act. In your view, where have we made the greatest strides, and what are our challenges going forward?
Well, if there's one thing that will affect future generations more than anything else we have done in the Beshear administration, it will be the fact that we now have about 92% of our population covered by affordable health insurance, either through the Medicaid program or with qualified health plans. And I think we would all agree that the healthier our population is, the better off our state's going to be. We found a way to do it, and it's affordable.
Your successor, Matt Bevin, has indicated he'll dismantle the state's health insurance exchange, Connect, and tighten eligibility for Medicaid. Now, you've warned against doing this while touting the gains that we've seen in health coverage. Are you worried about the future of health care in Kentucky?
Well, I'm concerned about it because of all the political rhetoric that has gone on. But I'm hopeful that the incoming governor, he's a business guy. He knows how to look at bottom lines. He knows how to look at numbers and data. And we've got two studies that look at actual data of what has happened so far with this health reform that we have done. And it's all positive.
8 years ago, one of your campaign pledges was to expand gambling opportunities in Kentucky. And every year since, efforts have failed in the General Assembly. What do you think happened? And do you think casinos are still a possibility in the state?
You know, I found that when you're trying to push this idea, it's like herding cats. You get everybody who wants to do it, but so many of them want to do it only if we do it exactly like they want to do it. And, you know, you've got the racetrack. Some of them want it one way. Some of it want the other. Then you've got the horse people, the breeding folks, and all of this. And it's very, very difficult to get anybody to agree on anything in that area. So I don't know what the future of it might be. I think the incoming governor said that he doesn't want to do it, so I'm assuming that there won't be much movement on it.
Do you have any other regrets as far as initiatives you weren't able to push through?
I wish we had made more progress in the area of tax reform. I had a Blue Ribbon Commission that studied that and put out some really good work and some great ideas of what we could do to broaden our tax base and tie our tax structure more to our economy so that as our economy grows, then our tax revenues would grow. That's going to have to happen at some point here in Kentucky if we're going to really continue the momentum that we have started during our 8 years That doesn't mean that you run out and raise everybody's taxes. But what it does mean is that you find ways of broadening the tax base, eliminating some exemptions and deduction types of things, and modernizing that tax system to where you'll get more tax revenue.
You've touted a lot of accomplishments during your two terms in office. With that being said, though, why do you think Republicans have made so many gains recently?
Well, the governor's race didn't go the way I wanted it to, but, you know, the people have spoken. I think they voted for a whole lot of reasons. I saw some interviews after this last election where they interviewed a fellow up in eastern Kentucky who was sitting in a health clinic getting health care for the first time, and he was so excited. And he said, "This is going to save my life." And they asked him, said, "Well, who did you vote for in the governor's race?" And he said, "Oh, I voted for that Bevin fella because he's just kind of an outsider." And they said, "Well, don't you realize he campaigned on taking this health care away from you?" He said, "Oh, my goodness, surely he won't do that. You know, that's saving my life." So, you know, I think that's so typical of the average voter that they don't pay a lot of attention to issues. They make a decision based on a soundbite or a TV ad. And so, you know, I think you have to step back after you win an election and figure out what you want to do and why. And you got to listen to people out there, because I'll tell you, on this health care thing, people like this. People want to keep this. And I would say any idea of coming up and just yanking it away from them is not going to go over very well.
Just in the final minute or so here, what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, Lisa, you know, when you talk about legacies, the people of the state sort of decide that, and I don't know what they will consider my legacy to be. When Jane and I came in, our idea was that when we go out of here, we want to leave this place better off than how we found it. I think we've done that. I think we've done it from a job standpoint. We're so much better off. I think we've done it from an education standpoint. And then this healthcare thing of 92% of our people now having affordable health care is going to be huge for us over the next few generations. And, you know, while I'm leaving public office, I'm not leaving public life. I'm going to still be around. I'm going to still be advocating for things that will make our state a better place to live, because Jane and I love Kentucky, and we're not going anyplace else. We're going to be right here for the rest of our lives.
Well, are you finished with politics? What are your plans after leaving office?
Well, I certainly am not going to run for public office. I'm done with elective politics. I'm certainly interested in making sure that our House of Representatives here in Frankfort stays in Democratic hands. I'm going to be actively involved in trying to pursue more health care reform, not only in Kentucky, but maybe around the country. You know, just a lot of things I'm taking a look at.
Outgoing Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.